Radio Chico hat das nächstes Live-Telefon-Interview am Start hier an der Weltfriedenswoche 2019. Und das Mal telefonieren wir auf Japan zu der Masami Sayonji. Sie ist Chairperson von der Gai Peace Foundation, wo sich für Frieden einsetzt und dafür eine Friedenskultur zu etablieren rund um die Welt. Das Interview wird auf Englisch stattfinden und die Tochter von der Masami Sayonji übersetzt das auf Japanisch und so geht es hin und her und wir können uns sicher irgendwie verständigen. Alle weiteren Infos zu der Gai Peace Foundation gibt es jetzt live und direkt. So, okay, hello Yuko, we are now live. Now we are on air. Nice to have you on the World Peace Week here on Radio Chico.
It's very nice to be here with my mother, Masami.
As I said in the introduction, you are going to translate to Japanese and back to English so we can have this conversation.
Yes.
First, I would like to, for your mother to quickly introduce herself. She's the chairperson of the foundation, as I said in the introduction. Maybe she could tell us how she got to the point where she is today.
私、あ、こんにちは。いろいろありがとうございます。まず、私を選んでくれて大変に光栄に思います。あ、嬉しくて、私は、リタイア、この仕事がリタイアしたら、難民の子どもたちのための、教育をしたいと思い、考えていたところへ、このオファーが来たので、とても嬉しく思います。なぜ、自分の自己紹介は私が生まれた時は戦中でした。本当に原発が広島に落ちて全て焼け野原、そして東京にもたくさんの爆弾や焼夷弾が落ちて、もう本当に焼け野原です。そこへ私の養父が世界これは何とかしなければと立ち上がり、物も何も、もう職業も食べるものも水もなく、そして亡くなった人々の遺体も処理する場もない、そういうところでみんな苦しんでるところへ、五井先生の、私の養父の五井正久というのは哲学者で、そして本当に宗教精神を深く持った立派な方で、その方が立ち上がってみんなの苦しみや悲しみを聞きながら、そしてその明日のものが、食べるものがなければパンを与えたり、ご飯をおにぎりを与えたりで、その何か必要な時には助けを出したり、だけれども五井先生は寄り添っていましたけれども、その代わりこの与えられたものじゃなくて、その代わり世界人類が平和でありますようにと必ず祈ること、自分たちがその今満足して苦しくても自分が与えられたことのこの喜び、幸せを人のために尽くす、それが私のやり方だと、五井先生のやり方だと言って、どんな人でも、小さい子供にでもおばあさんでも、それから教育のない人でも、それから若者たちでも、もう先生に身教えを着て生き方を学んだ後、世界人類が平和でありますようにという祈り事をずっと続けて今日まで来て、それで私もその小さい時にいろいろな孤児たちとに、もう私が、中1ですか、12歳ぐらいの時からもう子どもたちに寄り添って、なんとかこの親がいないところに愛をって浸ってくる子どもたちを助けて今日まで来ました。
Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for selecting me and interviewing me here at Radio Chica. And it's such an honor. It has been my dream that one day when I retire, that I would love to work with children and inspire children and learn from children. So I'm so happy and grateful for this opportunity. As an introduction, I was born during the World War II. And as you all know, after the World War II, there was a bomb hit in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it affected whole of Japan. And everything was lost. It was gone in a minute. During that time, my father, foster father, Masahisa Goi, stood up to help these in need, to help those who are suffering after the war. He was a philosopher and a great spiritual teacher, and he heard people's suffering at that time, and for those in hunger, for those who lost their homes, for those who don't know what to do. He always helped and offered in many ways he can, but as a promise, he always asked everyone to pray for peace of the world, not only for Japan, not only for those around, but for the whole world, and that it was the mission of Japan from now on to pray on behalf of all humanity, for all humankind. And so no matter what situation they may be in, whether it's a child or elder or disabled, everyone was to pray for peace of the whole world. That's how he came up with this philosophy and peace prayer. May peace prevail on earth. I took on his philosophy, his passion, his belief. And since when I was little, I used to go and help others. I was always helping and trying to work for the orphans and children around me who were suffering. So I was able to take on his mission. And since then, I have been praying and working for peace for over 60 years. That's my story.
And the ideas of your father turned into the Goi Peace Foundation as it is today. Your goal is to create a culture of peace. And you have also listed on your website four different ways in which you would like to achieve this goal. What I would like to know more about are the educational programs for young people that you offer. Could you tell us a little bit about what those programs are and how you teach those values to the kids and the young people?
はい、あの財団の設立はあの日本だけではなくて、すべての国境や人種や民族やそれから宗教を超えて、人間はすべて命は等しく、そして命は神聖であり、そして生きる権利があり、自由があり、誰からも束縛しないで生きるようをその生まれた時から授かっているのです。それをやはりあの奪ってはならないし、あの国々の国境を越えて争いとか、その利益の、奪い合いとか、それから自分たちがよくなるために他の民族を殺してもいいという、そういう生き方こそも誤っているのです。子どもの教育、私が一番大事なことは、みんなどんなにうん、違いがあるんです。それぞれ才能がある、勉強ができる人、スポーツの上手な人、絵の描く人、音楽の上手な人、それから人に寄り添う人、みんなそれぞれの個性があって、それが一つになって、人間と一つの素晴らしい側面を補いつつ生きるんです。それを教育だけ、もう何しろ、その教育というのは、この経済がうまくいくように、利益が出るように、会社がうまくいくように、権威権力が取れるようにという、そういう教育が間違っていて、それに追いついていかれない人たちが不平不満ができてなっている。ですから、そういう意味で、財団の成立というのは、そういうすべての国境を越えてみんな等しいんだ、そして戦争を絶対にしてはいけないで、どんな状況でもみんなが手をつなげば、みんながその、政府やその実業家や権利や権力のある人のは、その非難は絶対しちゃいけないんです。非難したら、そのいかあのした者たちによって逆に潰されるので、それはそれとして自由にさせておいて、市民が一人一人が自分のその立ち上がって、自分たちの平和、みんな平等だし、男性も女性もみんな一つに結ばれて、その平和を作っていくっていうのが財団の設立の目的でした。
Okay, so the Goi PeaceFoundation's mission is for all countries. Beyond any country or religion or culture, we must all understand that all life have right and dignity and freedom. And I call this the divine spark. But we are all born with this right and divine spark in us. And we are given this right. And it could never be taken away from others. So we must learn that, and we must educate children to share this truth. And we all are different. We all have our uniqueness, and we all have our talents, and we all have our different colors. But the education does not teach us that, and is led to one way. And it creates more of self-ego or self-interest, self-right, all that. But beyond that, no, we must give education to children to know that we cannot create, we can't have war anymore. We all must have come together, not only those who are leading the country, and it's not for us to blame that on the leaders or to just keep on saying bad things about it, but it's just for each one of us to stand up and work for peace and come together. So that's how the Goy Peace Foundation came up, and we have four principles, like you say, and it's the reverence of life. We have to tell them that everyone has the right to as life, and that we have our differences, and to respect each other's differences. We must have gratitude to nature, because nature is the one that lets us live, and the balance and harmony between spirit and material. So this has been the principle of the Goy Peace Foundation, and we have been doing different education programs. One is the essay contest that you have asked us, and we do a lot of programs in Japan about ESD and the STDs these days. But as myself, my passion and my education is just to meet different children, and every time I want to tell each children that their life is so beautiful, so precious, and they can be just themselves, and that's the perfect and special thing. That's my message.
And what would you tell not only children but maybe everyone in the world, what would be your most important message in regards to peace that you would like to share?
ありがとう。素晴らしい質問をしてくださいました。私が一番みんなに、全人類にお話ししたいのは、絶対に否定的な言葉、批判、人を非難、批判する言葉を使ってはいけないということ。そして、みんなその批判や非難される人は必ず、欠点は持っているんです。欠点をつついてその人をあの直そうとするのは間違っている。それは黙っといて、いい、もう未来、いいその性格とか素質とかを認めてあげて、褒めてあげて、そしてあなたはこの世から必要とされている、私たちも必要としているんだという、そういうその言葉の威力、私は常に説いているのは、言葉は力なりき、言葉は命なりき、言葉はその命を持って人を変えることができる。だから一つの言葉で人を、世界を平和にすることもできるし、戦争をすることもできる。だから一人の人が立ち上がって、いやもうデモだデモだダメだダメだって言って、大衆を見た平和戦争を作り上げていくし、いやそれはダメだ、やっぱりみんな一人一人を認め合おう、助け合おう、努力し合おうと思えば平和に導くし、それから病気でももうお前はダメだ、もう生きられないというそのネガティブな情報がお医者様とかいろんな人から言われると、もう死へ向かっていくことしかないから、死に至ってしまう。だけどまだ大丈夫、生命力があるし、自分は生きる力を持ってるから、その諦めないで、できる限り生きようと思えば、その言葉によって生きようとする、最後まで諦めないで生きようとするその力が本来の人間の生き方を振り返ってみると尊い生き方ですから、こと私が一番、教育は子どもでも大人でも、悪い言葉、同じ友達にそのいじめとか自殺とか、この世の中にあるのに、それはなぜそれが起こるかというと、言葉です。 本当にいい言葉を使って励ましてあげれば自殺しないで済むんです。だけど多くの人たちがそれを責め自殺へ追い込むのは言葉です。ですから大人も子供もそれからおじいさんもおばあさんもみんな言葉を選ばなければいけない。未来に向かって輝かしい自由な平和な国を作るためにはネガティブな言葉やそれからその思想はいらない。もうポジティブに光り輝く未来に向かってその未来をお互いに作り上げようという言葉を使い合って広めていきたいのが私の趣旨です。
Thank you for these questions. What I would like to say to everyone in the world is to choose your own words. Be responsible of your words.Never criticize others easily. Everyone has flaws, mistakes, and maybe some negative parts, but always look and search of the good within them and good in others, to know that we are all special and unique. I always speak of the words of the power of words. The words have the power to kill. The words have the power to start war. The words have the power to destroy andA word can also save. Just one word can bring war, and one word can create peace. We don't realize the power of the words we use. For example, if someone is very sick and the doctor says, you can't live anymore, at that moment, with those words, that sick person becomes a patient and he gives up hope for living, and then eventually is guided to his death.But if a doctor says, you are okay, you will live, that brings out the possibility in that person. That gives them the energy and it gives up the power within them. This is the power of words. So my message to everyone, all children, adults, don't choose negative words easily and be conscious of your words. Please know that negative words... is more powerful than you think. A lot of Japanese children commit suicide because of bullying, but these bullying comes from words from other children. And so we don't recognize how powerful, how harmful a word is. But at the same time, if you use the word of hope, if you use the word of light, peace, and love, those words let others in joy and in peace and give hope to them. So know, please know the power of words. And please speak and live and work on your words. This is my message. And one more thing? So yes, that's my message to you.
Okay, Yuka and Masami Sayonji, thank you very much for joining us during our World Peace Week here on Radio Chico. We wish you...
Great. Thank you very much. You gave me such a wonderful, point for me. So I'm so proud. So thank you very much for your great...
Thank you too, and we wish you all the best for your future projects and...good luck with the foundation and its goals. Thank you for being a part of the World Peace Week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.